From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to three scientists for their work in repairing DNA. The chairman of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, Göran Hansen, made the announcement a short time ago.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanyar for mechanistic studies of DNA repair.
The Nobel Committee says the three scientists were able to map at a molecular level how cells fix damaged DNA and then protect genetic information. The National Weather Service warns there is still major flooding in some parts of South Carolina, where as much as 20 inches of rain fell over the past several days. At least 15 people have been killed in the state. Another two have died in North Carolina. NPR's Tim Fitzsimmons reports from Columbia, South Carolina.
Across Columbia, fire and medical crews raced from emergency to emergency, overturned trucks, crumbling bridges and roads. Around midday, a body was pulled from one of the lakes. Dams have been failing in the storm, sending water rushing through neighborhoods. Several counties across the state remain under boil water notices due to contamination fears. Skies have cleared and no rain is forecast for several days. Officials are starting to reopen major roads. Jeanette Beck was outside in Columbia to survey the damage. It's bad, but she predicts the state will get back on its feet soon.
Oh, yeah. We're South Carolina.
Tim Fitzsimmons, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
A California judge has ruled that undercover videos targeting abortion providers be turned over to a congressional committee. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the judge earlier prevented the video's release out of concern that abortion providers shown in them could face harm.
The footage is by anti-abortion activist David Lyden, whose other videos have targeted Planned Parenthood. These videos were taken at two annual meetings of the National Abortion Federation. Judge William Orrick says he remains concerned about irreparable harm against abortion providers in them. Some have received death threats since the release of other videos. But he says giving these to Congress is not the same as releasing them publicly, and he trusts lawmakers to act responsibly. The judge also notes that Lyden has sought to keep from releasing these same videos to the National Abortion Federation in its suit against him. The ruling says he must release the footage first to the Federation and then to Congress. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
The United Auto Workers has authorized a strike against Fiat Chrysler starting at midnight tonight. Unionized members have rejected a proposal from the automaker. The UAW says negotiations continue. Workers want to eliminate a two-tiered wage system and see the return of annual pay raises given up when Fiat Chrysler was struggling. This is NPR. The Coast Guard says it is continuing to look for survivors of the cargo ship El Faro. The ship sank last week in the face of Hurricane Joaquin off the Bahamas. 33 people were aboard. Al-Qaeda has announced that one of the most wanted terrorists in North Africa is dead. As NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports, he was the mastermind behind the 2013 siege on an Algerian gas plant.
His name is Mukhtar Belmukhtar, and for years he was the leader of Al-Qaeda's arm in the Islamic Maghreb in North Africa. He was such a renowned cigarette smuggler, he was known locally as the Marlboro Man. But he may be best known to the world for the storming of an Algerian gas facility 2 years ago. Some 40 foreign hostages were killed when Algerian security forces retook the plant from his fighters. Nearly 800 hostages were freed. The U.S. military had announced they had killed Belmukhtar in an airstrike this summer, but his death had been announced before, only to have him reappear. This marks the first time that Al-Qaeda has confirmed that he has died. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The leader of the short-lived coup in Burkina Faso has now been charged with threatening state security and murder. General Gilbert Diendéré led the country's presidential guard as members tried to overthrow the Burkina Faso government less than a month before elections were to be held. General Diendéré is a close ally of Burkina Faso's deposed longtime president, Blaise Compaoré. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News. From Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.